Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word, means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart. Made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Well, my guest, Shane Warren, I think saying red hot for you, Shane, is an understatement with everything going on in your life. But I want everyone to capture some of the new things that God is doing, which, I mean, I have to tell you, it is mind-blowing. Let me take you to that pastor's conference in Houston, Texas. And I understand the glory of God was really on that meeting.
Oh, it was. I mean, we've just experienced an open heaven here, and it's just like the glory just exploded in the room as God began to do miracles all over the place.
But tell me about, I mean, this is amazing, how precise these words of knowledge were for one specific pastor. Tell me about him.
Well, that afternoon I'd been in my hotel room, was preparing for the meeting, and I just laid down to get some rest, and I was just spending time in prayer. And all of a sudden, it was like I heard these words ringing in my ear that tonight I'm going to release a horn. And I knew immediately, Sid, that whenever this voice came to me and said, I'm going to release a horn, that it was speaking about a person whose name was Horn. So that night we went to the meeting, and there were literally, hundreds of pastors from all over the country there, about 1,000 people in attendance. And then as I got up to greet the audience, again, this word kept coming into my mind and my spirit saying, I'm going to release a horn. And so I just said, you know, I'm going to take a moment and just, I believe, flow in the gifts of the Spirit here and let the Lord do what he wants to do. And I told them that I was resting that afternoon and heard these words. So I called it out and I said, is there a preacher, a pastor here whose last name is Horn and you're in the building? And sitting several rows back in the middle section of the church, this man stood up, came to the front, and I said, your name is Horn. And he said, yes, it's my last name. And I began to just share the word of the Lord with him, and I was amazed at how specific this word was coming as I began to speak with him. I felt impressed to say to him, you know, one of the most difficult moments of my life was when I lived in a place called Clarksville, Tennessee. It was a very difficult time for our family. And I said, I don't know why I'm supposed to share about this painful place called Clarksville with you. And I was shocked when he responded back. He said, it's because I pastor in Clarksville, Arkansas. And I said, well, I feel like the Lord is telling me that he's going to encircle your church. He's going to draw a circle around your church. And honestly, I didn't know how to say what I was seeing, but it was almost like I was seeing like 137. I know that's strange to hear, but it was like I was seeing the numbers 137. And I just said to him, I said, you know, the word circle means something to you, and I hear these numbers 137. I think they're significant to you. And again, I was shocked when he said, I live at 137 North Circle Street in Clarksville, Arkansas. And immediately, whenever he said that, the glory of God, the power of God hit the room. People started running all over the building. People started weeping. Some of them started falling to their knees. And then the presence of God broke out, and God just started healing.
Now, were you laying hands on people when this was going on?
I was not touching anybody at that time. I'm telling you, it was just God was coming through that building in a wave of his presence, and people were getting ministered to and healed and delivered all over the building, all at the same time. It was like God was doing it all at the same time, and it just began radical. I immediately called for people. I said, if you have an issue in your feet, I feel like God's healing your feet right now. People started running to the altar before they would ever get to the altar. Their feet were healed. They were running up on the platform, and then the presence of God was hitting them, and they were falling out under the power of the Holy Spirit, and it was just an outbreak of God's presence.
Now you told me that you said to him that you personally had a bad experience in Clarksville, in a different state, just turned out to be the same city he's from in Tennessee, and he was having a bad experience. Tell me about that.
Oh, he was going through, in his words, his description, he was going through literal hell at his church. There was something really bad that was going on. I did not know that he was having some major issues with family issues, things of that nature were going on in his life. Which, and if I had the time to enumerate what my experience was in Clarksville, Tennessee, when I was a kid, that was so painful, it was exactly what he was describing to me. I found out later what he was going through, and it was exactly what he was describing to me was the issues that I was encountering as a kid when I lived in Clarksville. It's just amazing to me that God would reach all the way back. And then I had the thought, Sid, could it be that God allowed me to go through that experience in Clarksville because he knew in the future that there would be a preacher that had to have a word from God to change his situation.
Now, how changed was his situation after your word?
He went back to his church. He said immediately it was a different atmosphere. Things broke. Things began to change, and God began to do miracles, and a whole new direction started coming to their church.
Shane, the thing that is so exciting to me is that you say some of the supernatural things that have been happening to you lately, which we haven't even gotten into, you think that was something. Wait till you hear the other things going on in his life and at his church and wherever he speaks, that anyone can have this same access to God as you have. And so that's why I'm so excited. I mean, it's wonderful that you have these experiences. I want everyone listening to us to have these types of experiences. So I'm going to take you back and kind of rehearse a little of the history highlights in your life. At age 12, you had an amazing visitation from God. Tell me about that.
Well, Sid, I didn't grow up in a church home. I had very good parents, but I didn't know who Jesus was. I never heard the name Jesus. If you'd have said Jesus in my home, I thought he was another brand of Coke, literally. But when I was 12 years old, I went to a place on my grandfather's farm where I sat down in this, for lack of better terminology, a fort that he had built us. And in this fort, I lifted up my eyes after I sat down, and I had this encounter with Jesus where he appeared to me. And he said to me, I've called you to the nations. I began to weep under the presence of God. I'd really never done anything seriously wrong, and I've sought for words to describe really how I felt from that experience. The only thing I can find in the Bible is Isaiah 6, where Isaiah said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and he said, I felt undone. And that's exactly how I felt at 12 years old when the Lord put his hand on my head and said, I'm undone. And his hand burned. It burned on top of my head. It was hot like fire on top of my head.
Now I have to question you on this. When you say, was it like a little heat or what? Or when you said like fire, that sounds a lot more than just warm.
Yes, it was like fire. It was like fire setting on top of my head. And when I opened my eyes to look back up at him, because I was weeping. I'd started weeping. I closed my eyes. I looked back up at him. He was gone, but I could still feel his hand on top of my head, and that burning sensation was still on top of my head. It stayed there for quite some time.
I wonder if that's what many people that operate in the supernatural report, the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire. Do you think that's what that refers to?
I really do. I really do believe that there is that anointing that comes. And for me, it was like fire. It still is like fire from time to time when I have these experiences like we just talked about with this pastor at the church with words of knowledge. I know that I have something from God coming because I will once again feel that on my head.
Now, your father died. Your mother is very sick. Circumstances in your life cause you to sink to really, you're at the end of your rope. You see all these miracles, but you can't do anything for your mother. So about 10:30 at night, you get out of bed, and you go to an empty room, and you have your electric guitar. And what do?
I just started worshiping God. I had been holding my mother in my arms, and as she was dying, I just had all these questions, like everybody does, swirling through their mind. You know, why can I see all these miracles when I go out and minister, but I can't get my mom healed? And so distraught and discouraged, and literally at the end of my rope, I did the only thing that I've ever found peace at, and that was I went to my music room, and I took this guitar, sat down, and started worshiping the Lord on this guitar. And whenever that happened, this was the second time that I had this unbelievable experience where I was caught up in the presence of God into a different realm than I had ever been in before, and began to experience and see things in that realm concerning God and concerning the heavens, concerning the working of angels. And God began to reveal truth to me about the power of how to unlock the heavens for ourselves personally so that we could all get into that atmosphere.
And then the next day, you asked a simple question. God, what happened to me last night? I'll have you answer that on tomorrow's broadcast. But you have had a transformation in your life, and everyone you teach this to has transformations in their life. And we're calling this package with your brand new book and your three CDs, Keys to Unlocking the Heavens. It literally will show you how to enter the Holy of Holies and have the intimacy with God you've always wanted. It's the key to favor, the key to answered prayers. You will access that same glory that Shane Warren is accessing. And his prayer is, and I believe this is going to happen, even before you finish the book, Shane has prayed that you're going to have the same throne room experiences that he has. This is key for the last day's move of God's Spirit. So for a gift of $40, I want to send you his brand new book titled Unlocking the Heavens, and the three CDs. The entire package is called Keys to Unlocking the Heavens. To place a credit card order for today's offer, call anytime at 1-800-447-2697. That's 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website at www.sidroth.org. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Discover how you can begin watching for free our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week TV network, ISN, the It's Supernatural Network. You can write me at Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. That's Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.